Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with more from the Animal Agriculture Alliance meeting in Arlington, Virginia in just a moment.
Hey, Bovis, what's with Chester?
He's got BRD.
BRD? What kind of word is that?
It's not a word. It's an acronym.
Oh, Chester has acronym.
No, dimwit. He has bovine respiratory disease. And FYI, without Baytril 100 ASAP, he could be DOA before you know it.
D.O.
Oh, no. Chester could die.
Now keep your hide on. They're treating him with Baytril 100. It works PDQ.
PD
Pretty
what?
Darn quick.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
A recent study among cattle producers shows their number one concern is calf mortality. Baytril 100 has been shown to reduce the number of deads and chronics due to BRD. Veterinary prescription is required, and extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal. For more information or to obtain a product label, contact your veterinarian, your Bayer sales rep, or visit Baytril100.com. Baytril 100, right the first time.
Because you don't want to end up SOL.
Sol?
Not Sol, S-O-L.
So many letters.
Forget about it.
This past week, Arlington, Virginia was the host for the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholders Summit. The event garnered some very interesting points of view from its guests. One of the speakers at the summit, Dr. Gail Buchanan, former USDA Undersecretary. He talked about the fact that animal agriculture needs to continue to feed a growing population on limited resources.
The challenges we face are very important because we have a population that's growing still, projected to be over 9 billion by the middle part of the century. But that's not the biggest thing. The biggest issue is increasing expectations on the part of everybody to have more and better and more diverse food, have personal transportation, have the comforts of air conditioning if you're in a hot climate and heat if you're in a cold climate. So everybody on the planet seems to be increasing their expectations. And, of course, the energy picture is another very big one that is going to put greater pressures on agricultural productivity. So all aspects of agriculture, particularly animal agriculture, but all agriculture has real challenges in the years ahead.
As far as energy is concerned, Dr. Buchanan notes what's important right now.
Obviously, the first thing is to do a better job of using what we have. Conserving and those sorts of things go without saying are very critical and very important. But that's not going to solve our total energy picture. We have to be finding ways for finding renewable sources of energy, and that means all of the above. Wind, geothermal, hydro, everything, nuclear. But also, we need to be looking at how we can grow biomass and convert that into some form of energy. In the final analysis, energy is just as critical for our well-being on this planet as food is. So we've got to have a way to do both.
He says it almost goes without saying that there are those that are out there opposing animal agriculture, hoping to cause its demise.
There's a lot of forces out there that are not necessarily enamored with animal agriculture, but it's a very integral part of the total agricultural portfolio. And we've simply got to find ways to answer the questions that are brought up by different groups and organizations and people and find solutions that enable successful animal agriculture pursuits while addressing some of the concerns that different groups and organizations have.
He admits it may be Pollyanna in his thinking, but he thinks that there is the opportunity for the livestock industry to be successful in their efforts of taking on the anti-ag activist groups as long as they'll come together with a common goal of protecting animal agriculture for generations to come. Dr. Gail Buchanan, one of those speaking at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholders Summit this last week. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. This summer, Oklahoma Agritourism invites you to participate in the Adventure Passport Contest. Go online where sharing your memories is fun and easy. You could be a winner. To get your passport stamp, upload your story and photos for a chance to win. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. The website features more than 500 events and attractions, including guest ranches and wineries. It's the Great Adventure Passport Contest brought to you by Oklahoma Agritourism, a growing adventure. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.